This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan is with us. And Captain John Reagan, during the top of the hour news, I was just reading some posts. And you've been talking about this. And this is just an exclamation point on what you've been saying. And the quote is from the LATimes.com, LosAngelesTimes.com. The so-called fourth industrial revolution has found its first victims, blue-collar workers and the poor. And this goes on to say, in other words, the so-called fourth industrial revolution has found its first victims, blue-collar workers and the poor. And here is where I'm fascinated. It says, the general response in working America is disbelief of outright denial. A recent Pew Research Center survey found that 80% of Americans think their job will still exist in 50 years. 80% believe their job will still be there in 50 years, and only 11% of today's workers were worried about losing their job to automation. Now, I think that 80% is in denial, or they're just ignorant of the facts. You know, when you look at the auto industry, we used to have people welding chassis and welding frames, and we had welders, and well, that's been replaced by robots. We had all kinds of human labor being replaced by robots. Even painting. Painting in the automobile industry is done by robots. The assembly line has become more and more automated, and we need fewer and fewer employees, human employees, at workstations to manufacture things today. We really do. And so if you're thinking that your job is going to be there in 50 years, I think you might be quite surprised. And you look at, you know, just what I was involved in back in banking. Very simply, the employees wanted a 3-day weekend, so they would call in sick on Fridays. Well, we replaced them with audio response units, which is a computer that takes human voice and assembles it into sentences and paragraphs. And that's that system that you absolutely despise, as I despise right now. When you call some company and it's press 1, press 2, press 3, it's that thing we absolutely hate. Well, those used to be people that we would talk to on the other end. People who would probably know what they were doing. Now we get stuck in these automated loops that we just despise. So if you think that your job is going to be around for 50 years, I think you're in for a surprise. John, what do you think?
Well, I think it's actually a low probability that people are going to lose their jobs to robots and AI, because I believe we're going to have grid down before that.
And, sure.
And the job is the least important part of that. If you're not ready with, you know, your food, water, and shelter, you're going to be among the 99.5% that will be dearly departed.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm really saying is, if for those who think that they're going to be sitting at that keyboard and clicking that mouse and looking at that screen with a headset on, talking to people on the phone, if they have, or, you know, like at a hospital where you, or a doctor's office where you're trying to make an appointment. You know, if you're one of those people, if you work in an insurance company where you're talking to customers who want to know why their premiums are going up, or if you're talking to some, if you're entering digits about other people, and if you think that you're going to be doing that for the rest of your career, I think you're misguided. I don't think that's going to happen. And I do think automation will continue to increase as long as we have electricity. Does that make sense?
Let's just say that we don't have the grid down. I'm hard-pressed to think about jobs that would continue, and this includes the ones that a lot of people think are safe, including attorneys, politicians, judges. I believe all of that would be replaced with artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, artificial intelligence
can make mistakes. Farmers with AI too. You know, it's all across the board.
Mm-hmm. And then the next question is: all these people, you know, they say the blue collar workers and the poor are being replaced right now. What are they going to do? What are the poor going to do? Are they going to just receive payments and watch TV? Or are they going to be slowly executed? And what about the blue-collar workers? Same thing for them? What is for them? What opportunities are for them? I guess what they used to say back in the 90s is, you know, we need to retrain for the new era. And what they were doing, they were retraining, John. They were closing down classes that young people would learn how to be masons, plumbers, electricians, auto mechanics. They were closing those down and getting ready for the new era. And beauticians, they were stopping that training in favor of learning Microsoft Office. Can you imagine? That's what educators thought was the future, learning Microsoft Office, word processing, spreadsheet, database, and PowerPoint. They thought that was the new wave. Jeez.
And if all these droughts and diseases keep on, you can be Soylent Green.
Yeah, and Soylent Green is food. Class, it's you will become food. That's what John's saying. Yeah, and I suggest that you watch that video. Soylent, Soylent, I believe is how it's spelled. Green, Green. It's an old movie. But we become food. Okay?
Are you ready for some spy tech?
I am. I'm looking forward to it.
First up, this is the one that was most disturbing for me this past week. Seeing isn't believing. And to give a little background, is probably around 10 years ago, I saw a video where they were demonstrating software, and what they did is they had this object on the counter. It was like a bathroom-type environment where you have a mirror, and they had software that would, in real time, take that stationary object out of the video. Now, you can still see the object in the mirror. I'm sure they could have use the software to replace that, but the point was, it's just to show that the object really was there, it's just that it was taken out. Well, that has now progressed to where they can overlay faces. So, the examples they use are basically politicians, you know, like Bush and Putin, and these, you know, face actors are making the expressions, but the video comes out with, you know, looks like the real person. And, of course, it's, you know, not that hard to have software change voices to imitate another voice. Now, let me make this even more scary. Let's say you're charged by the government with some offense, and they've got some video that shows your image talking about how you did it. How are you going to show that that wasn't you?
Really good point. And that's what I was saying earlier in this broadcast, that you're presumed guilty until you prove your innocence.
Yeah, of course, you can never prove your innocence. There is a video embedded in that article. So if you want to see this technology demonstrated, you can I think it's about 10 minutes. And it's, like I say, quite disturbing.
And there's a picture of George W. Bush there, and he's really smiling. It's a nice picture of him. It's just not him. He's smiling in a really neat way that I've never seen him smile. It looks like he's just a happy, nice guy, a little different from the George W. Bush that I've seen on television. We've got Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, Vince, you was talking, or John, you were talking about what's going to happen to all those workers, and the movie Soylent Green came to my mind, you know. That's just, we'll end up, people will have to eat, you know. Even if it's other people.
Eat each other.
Yeah, I think that's
the ones that, yeah.
But,
that's what John was mentioning.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was probably on hold there.
And just so you know, the movie is available on Netflix DVD program.
Yeah, that was a disturbing movie. I don't ever want to see that again, to be honest with you. To be honest, it's just too gross. But, hey, John, I was going to ask you what you thought of on the Truth Traveler with Aaron Dakins last Friday night. Doc Waterman was on and was giving a synopsis of the Webbot report. And I've never really heard you talk too much about that, but he was saying in the Webbot report that they were saying that by the start of April, running up to around April, May, and June, that the financial system was going to start showing collapse, and that the metals were going to start taking off, and then by July 15th up through 2019, there was going to be no turning around in the metals. And my main question to you is, how much credence do you really give the Webbot report with your analysis of things?
Well, I have to answer that on the other side of the break.
Okay, I'll hang up.
Kyle, if you could just...
Yeah. Okay. You want me to hold?
Sounds great. All right, Kyle, if you'd like to hold, please do. Why don't you hold, and that way if you have follow-up questions, you can ask them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Captain John Reagan's with us, Kyle in Montana. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Kyle Harrison Montana's with us. And Kyle, you've been asking about the Webbot report and the relationship to precious metals and what John Reagan thought about that. John, your thoughts?
Okay. Well, let me just say, I don't routinely follow the Webbot report. I don't totally ignore it either. And I've not seen that one. However, in relation to what I think metals are going to do in the short term here, when you're looking at trying to forecast what's coming, the easier thing to forecast is what's coming. The harder thing is the when. And while it definitely could happen, there's a reason why I believe it won't until after the conventions, is because I believe they're going to do everything they can right now to keep things more normal in order to try to get Hillary and Cruz, or, you know, have a broker convention and put Bush or whoever else they want up, you know, the establishment candidates. Once the conventions are over, however, that's when I've been concerned that we may see issues pop up, which would include the metals, because they, you know, it's kind of like a pressure cooker. They've been keeping that pressure on so long, sooner or later, it's just got to go. And whether or not that's used to, you know, stop the elections or, you know, there's just too many, you know, balls in the air to try and figure out what they're trying to do with that. But if they let things deteriorate right now, that would probably drive more people to Trump. And I believe that's the last thing that they want to do. And I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, I've got a little follow-up there. What is your opinion of the Webbot report? I know what you just said, but I'm curious about how their accuracy in regard to what you see.
I believe there's some validity in there. In fact, when Vincent had the show on the Webbot, we had talked a little bit after that, and I think it was I was the one who made the comment, you know, I'm kind of like a human web bot. And it's a matter of looking at all the intel that's out there. You have to analyze the intel. And just because it's there doesn't mean it's correct. And it's a challenge for man or machine. I believe there's validity to it.
Kyle, let me put in my thoughts. When I was listening to Doc Waterman, I did some broadcasts with him called The Bunker Files with Aaron Dakins and Dr. John Waterman. And we also had Cliff High on here, and we did Webbot reporting. And there aren't a lot of times when I actually just push back from the microphone. I hit the mute button, and I'm silent. And those times I was silent because what was going through my mind was Captain John Reagan and I and other instructors are talking about these things. And Doc Waterman was reporting what Cliff High's Webbot report was saying. And Cliff High himself was saying what his Webbot report was saying. And they're the same things that we've been saying. And it was just another exclamation point added to what we had been coming up with as humans researching the news and connecting the dots. For example, the Webbot report suggested that fuel prices would be going up. They have. We haven't hit the summer where the Webbot report talked about shortages, but the Webbot report did say that fuel prices would be going up, and absolutely they did. The Webbot report said that there would be a death on a golf course of a very high-ranking public official, and that happened. Supreme Court justice. It wasn't a golf course, though, but it was close. It was close. So I think there's some validity to it. And I am adding that in with all the other news and information that I read, see, and hear. I discount what I don't think is true. I include what I think is true, and I act accordingly. And I'm concerned about fuel. I'm concerned about metals. I'm concerned about parts. And all those things were discussed in the Webbot.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle in Montana, did that kind of answer your question about my thoughts of the Webbot report as well as...
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. I agree. I mean, a lot of this stuff people can just look outside their door and figure out if they really want to. The biggest thing is just kind of like you and I have talked, you know, it's hard for people to look outside and, I mean, look at the way things really are. And then perceive just the way life sort of keeps going on as normal as another scenario. And then they want to believe life is just going to continue on as normal until it hits them right in the face, you know. And I think that's not very far down the road. But
Kyle, have you noticed the price of fuel pumps? What I'm saying is, like, let's say you have a farm tank and it's 500 gallons for diesel fuel for your tractors. Have you looked at the price of the pumps that pump the fuel out of that tank, the electric 115 volt pumps? Have you seen the price of those?
I haven't lately, but I was just in one of the farm stores around here. They had a 15% off everything in the store one day sale, and I did notice that the regular little hand crank pumps had went up over $25.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to pump fuel by hand, the lowest price that I've seen on the internet is about $100 used for a hand pump, and it is a lot of work. If you want to pump 35 gallons into a tractor, it's going to take you 20 minutes. I mean, it's a lot of work, and I don't know of anybody who can pump 35 gallons without taking a break. It's that hard pumping this, either a rotary crank or a back and forth, you know, piston type pump. It's hard work lifting that fuel out of the tank and up, you know, through the hose and out into the tractor. And they're getting expensive. The typical price I see for an electric pump now is about $300. And that, I think, is a lot. Because when I bought mine, it was $100-something. And so
I have one on one of my my gasoline plow truck that I use for snow plowing and stuff like that. And I bought the tank and the pump for a little over $280.
Mm-hmm. And what size? What size tank?
It's 110 gallon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I've had it for years, you know.
Yeah, the going price for an empty fuel tank here, you know, one that may be 4 feet tall and 5 feet long and holds about 500 gallons, is $1 per gallon. So a 500-gallon tank is about $500 used. 300-gallon tank, $300. 1,000-gallon tank, $1,000 used.
Wow.
New,
wow,
we're looking at about a little over, well, close to $2 a gallon. The new ones, yep, are thinner than the used ones, well, typically. The older ones are heavier steel than the new ones. We've learned how to make things with less material.
Well, I just had one quick thought, and then I'll let John get back to what he's saying. People should really, the listeners, I'm sure a lot of them are, but they should be thinking in terms of buying stuff like this more than gold and silver right now, and trying to get your farm tools and your parts and pieces that you're going to be needing, and building your greenhouse and your raised bed gardens. They should be putting their money into that, because I feel like those kind of things are going to be invaluable regardless, and the metals is a barterable situation, but not everybody is going to trade food for silver or food for gold if they're hungry, you know what I mean, but it will be a barterable system, because Joe over here might have a farm implement that I need and doesn't need the food, and you know what I mean, and somebody else does. It'll end up being a barterable instrument, but they should be buying the things that they're going to need as fast as they can.
No No disagreement from me, and I don't recommend buying gold and silver with funds that you would use for necessities. And I only recommend precious metals if you have funds above and beyond what you need to purchase for survival. And the gold and silver is just a way of storing excess funds that a person may have. John, do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you guys get back to the program.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
John, I just put a link on the website, usapreparers.com, page number 1 to Soylent Green. It's a YouTube link if you'd like to watch it. If you've got Netflix, John said that it's available on Netflix. But if you want to watch it on YouTube, if you don't have Netflix, the link is on usapreparers.com, page 1.
And that's the Netflix DVD service, not the online.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then you might want to just go to this YouTube link at usapreparers.com, page 1. Okay, what's next?
Hal is here. Speaking of another movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen it, there's an artificial intelligent computer that's got control of the spaceship while the humans are in suspended animation. And what we learn in the sequel, it had been given conflicting commands and ends up starting to kill off the crew. And in part of the movie, when they want to get away so that the computer can't listen to their conversation, they get into one of the pods and close the door, and they think they're free to talk, but the computer is reading their lips. Well, we now have lip-reading tech that can spell out the words when audio isn't available.
Mm-hmm. John, the movie was the computer in the movie was HAL, H-A-L, and H, if you look at the alphabet, H is the letter before I, A is the letter before B, and L is the letter before M. So HAL, is that I-B-M, is it, as in International Business Machine?
I'm and sure it's just then, a coincidence.
Have you heard that before, John?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. All right. Next on the list?
473.
Hmm.
And what that number is, scientists have created a life form with just 473 essential genes. Now, what disturbs me about this, what it looks to me is that they've created this toolkit. So let's say you want to create a bacteria. here's your foundation. You know it's going to live because it's got all the genes that it needs to live. And then you can just start adding nasty things on top of that. That's what I took out of the article.
It seems that technology is you know, we seem to first find ways to use technology against us, you know. I mean, right away. And I find that very disturbing. And as our son was telling me, that if you look at the science fiction movies, that what happens is once the people become, or society becomes dependent on technology, the collapse is next. And how can it not be true, John? Because you know, we're talking about replacing people with robots. Okay, so then what happens to the people who are replaced? If it's one, well, it's just one. Then it's 10, 100, 1,000, a million, and you know, tens of millions. Now, what's going to happen? Are they just going to roam the streets? What are they going to do with their time? Because at one point, many of us were productive. Many of us were going to work as productive members of society. Now we go to work, and it's kind of like make work, isn't it? I mean, we're just typing in each other's social security numbers and digits and things into computer screens. What are we actually accomplishing?
Now, there's a couple of countries out there that are actually talking about giving people a basic living allowance, whether they have a job or not.
Mm-hmm. And California is looking at increasing the minimum wage to $15 per hour. Well, now why would that be considered an item for discussion? Because the cost of living has gotten so high that $15 seems reasonable. And how has the cost of living gotten so high? I guess that would be through inflation and taxes, wouldn't it? Why else would it be?
And, of course, many of the small companies cannot stand that increase in payroll. So it'll just drive more small businesses out of business.
I'm noticing that there are a lot of small businesses that are gone lately. Like every time I take a drive into Springfield, I notice that, there used to be a company there. There used to be a store there, you know, small stores. There used to be a business there. They're no longer there. They're dropping one by one, you know, and it seems like it's endless until they're all gone. It's not pleasant to think about. You can talk about your ears and how they can be your new password.
And pay it by ears, the link I have. Your ear canal is a biometric. It can now be used because it's unique. You can have, most people, especially the young ones, already have an earphone embedded in their ear. So all they got to basically do is put a mic in there and it can transmit a signal and map the ear canal, receive it back, and that's your new password.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually take your ear with you.
Yes. Yep. So eyes, ears, facial recognition, fingerprints, DNA. Even the gait that we use as we walk. Right? All those are measurable and can be used to figure out who we are. Add to that your phone with your unique identifier. Wow. And your habits, where you shop, where you go, where you work, where you travel, where you buy fuel, food. We know where you are. Yep. I just want to stay home. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're talking about spy technology with Captain John Reagan. Okay, John, what's next?
Let me see if I can get through gravity control and silent radar in the time we have left. They have these gravity control experiments that in a lab, and if it's in a lab, Black Ops has probably had it for years. They say it can be used to see through walls or even have new ways to fly. And what's disturbing about this is besides just seeing through walls, it can see underground as well. So we think about infrared and how that could be defeated by using a thermal blanket. But if you're up against this gravity-type technology, I'm not sure you have a nice, easy way of hiding your gravity effect.
Isn't it interesting that we're even talking about this? That, you know, we just want to be left alone. That's it. We want to be left alone. We don't want to be invaded by these eavesdroppers, these perverts, these parasites. We just want to be left alone. But they don't stop. They don't stop. They're working on new ways to see what we're doing, to listen to our conversations, and to look through walls now. Amazing. John, did you read about that teacher who was in front of the class and he had his projector, and so the students are looking at the projector. Then he assigns them some work to do, and they've got their heads down, and he's surfing at the internet, looking at these scantily clad women, and it shows up on the screen that he didn't know was projecting on the screen for all students to see what he was doing. Did you see that?
I saw that. Yeah, make sure you have the projector off before you go.
Yeah. So we want to look through walls. Now, why do we want to do that? Now, John, is there a reason why you would want to look through a wall? I mean, would Captain John Reagan want to look through a wall? There's an area of our farm that the ground seems to be changing, and I'm wondering what's under there. I'd kind of like to know that. But I'm not interested in peering through our neighbor's walls. I'm not. How about you?
Now, there's a lot of things I don't want to see, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And if that's not enough, the U.S. Army is developing encrypted radar. So it looks like noise, and they have it continually rotating, so it basically remains anonymous as a signal. So, you know, just imagine how useless radar detectors would be then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to talk about that new weapon that the military has that can shoot down drones with Wi-Fi?
Now, that's one of the ones I didn't include for this week because there's just so much. But basically, and from what it sounded like, is that you could possibly build this yourself. Of course, it would probably be illegal to use as well. But uses an electronic signal to confuse the drone and have it crash.
Yeah, it says it sends a Wi-Fi signal out through an antenna that is probably very directional. So you have to aim. From what I understand, you have to aim this gun. And it sort of looks like a shotgun, if you will. And it must be battery-powered with a transmitter. And you can directionally point this signal, which is a Wi-Fi frequency that has the power off signal that gets sent to the drone. So the drone's flying along, and then it receives the signal to power off, which would probably overpower the operator's signal, okay? Because this would be a directional, higher power signal. And the drone says, oh, I got a new signal, I'm going to shut off now, and then this thing drops out of the sky. So whoever's making those is probably going to have increased earnings, since all the police departments are going to need those, so that they can shoot down drones whenever they feel like it. Maybe we should be getting those too, or making our own. You know, we think. Now, here's the question, class. What would you do if you're walking your dog and a cop sees your dog and your dog snarls and growls and the cop shoots your dog? What would you do? Think about that. What would you do? Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.